A national movement to conquer the widespread cynicism and division in America is coming to Rochester next month. Civic Saturday is an invitation to any member of the Rochester community, regardless of their political affiliation, race, creed, or socioeconomic status, to learn how to rededicate themselves to becoming an active citizen. The movement was spearheaded by Citizen University in Seattle. The organization's co-founder, Eric Liu, is a former speechwriter and domestic policy analyst for President Bill Clinton. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to him.
You say too many Americans are power illiterate. What does that mean?
The most fundamental question of power in civic life is who decides, right? So forget about big national politics. Who decides whether this library branch will be open and that one will be shut down? Who decides whether this empty lot should be turned into a park or into a private business? Who decides why bus service runs to this part of town and not that part of town? And for most people, the answer to the question who decides is they. Well, they decided that they decided this. We have to remember the they is a we. It's us. We decide this stuff, either by actively having a hand in the decision-making process or by electing the people who do, or quite frankly, by checking out and letting a few other people run and rig the game, right? And so one way or another, we are yielding these results, and why not choose actually to have an active hand in the decisions that get made that are going to impact you, your family, and your neighborhood?
I'm thinking, though, of the barriers that people mention that they are not more engaged in their community. They're very busy. Maybe they're apathetic. Maybe they're cynical about politics. How do you overcome those things?
Well, those obstacles are real. People are cynical. People are busy. People are stressed out. People do think the game is so rigged, there's no point in getting involved. And the problem with that belief, even if it has some basis in fact, is that it's incredibly self-fulfilling. If you think the game is rigged and there's no point in getting involved, it quickly becomes rigged and there becomes no point in getting involved. And the opposite is true. If you think actually that there's a point in participating, that you can actually change the game, then showing up does start to make that possible. And this is why we've been working with people all around the country, including our friend Jen Burns in Rochester, to catalyze these gatherings called Civic Saturdays. Civic Saturdays are gatherings that are happening all around the United States right now that are meant to rekindle this spirit, this belief that showing up actually matters, that showing up pays dividends, and that showing up in the company of others to make sense of how we're living in community, to remember that we're not alone and isolated and just atomized into these little camps that are full of hate online, but actually we are neighbors. We are friends. We are woven together. And the health of a community, the health of a city like Rochester depends on us rebuilding some of that citizen muscle of just showing up, looking people in the eye, hearing them, and really understanding how they've come to their worldview, even if you don't agree with it, and then together trying to reform community. Civic Saturdays are about creating that community. And I think that's one of the most basic antidotes to this creeping cynicism that is infecting our politics.
Well, Eric, walk us through, if you would, what the curriculum would look like. If someone shows up to Civic Saturday at Rochester Central Library June 8th, what kinds of things can they expect?
Yeah, so it's, I wouldn't use the word curriculum at all. I mean, I think if you've ever been to or been exposed to a faith gathering, there will be something familiar to you about this. Civic Saturdays are, in a sense, a civic analog to a faith gathering. It's not church, it's not synagogue or mosque, but it is about the creed of American ideals and values that we all say we believe in, and it's about the question, well, how do we actually make good on that creed? How do we actually live up to ideals like liberty and justice for all, like equal protection of the laws? How do we live that, again, not at some vast abstract national level, but in your neighborhood, in your part of town in Rochester? And so when you come to a Civic Saturday, you will be greeted warmly and welcomed by folks. You will meet strangers. You will sing together. You will hear readings of poetry and great American texts. You'll get a chance to talk to the people around you, whether they are strangers or friends, to reflect on a common question that's about the kind of ethical choices that we're all having to make right now when we show up in the life of a city or in the life of our country. There will be a sermon. A civic sermon that is about making sense of this moment and tying together the fears and the hopes and the wants that all of us have about living in community and living in the United States at this time to the choices that we get to make. And then afterwards, people will form up in circles to really, again, commit to, after having heard each other and heard these ideas in a sermon, well, what are we going to do? How can we organize together? How can we form clubs? How can we join each other to learn more about a given topic, about homelessness or about gentrification or about job loss or whatever it might be? How can we actually show up for each other in our community? And so the arc of this gathering is one that is welcoming, it's one that's purposeful, and it's one that's fundamentally about creating a spirit of joy and belonging around civic life so that it's not only the grim negativity that you see on cable news and national politics all the time.
Eric Liu is co-founder of Citizen University. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Beth, thank you for having me. It's been great.